live from the shores of Red Rocks Amphitheater in beautiful downtown Morrison, Colorado. It's the Bing and Bong Show. And now, here's your host, Bing and Bong!
Bing!
Yes, Bong!
Come on.
Or whatever that was. We're back.
Oh, yeah. How are you?
Well, we're in Red Rocks. Yeah.
You know, we had
Welcome
some...
back, Bing and Bong.
Oh, okay, thank you. Nice,
that was very, very...
Hey, that's Mike Mooney from...
That was a meaningful introduction. Oh,
yeah. I just came from the dispensary down the street.
The dispensary. Welcome to Dispensary, Colorado.
Dispensary, Colorado.
Yes.
I'm the postmaster there.
Are you? Is that right next to
me? We are very happy to be in Colorado. It's cool.
When was the last time we were here? 1989,
Oh, man, I can't remember
maybe?
That far back. Yeah. It's,
we were wearing short shorts.
Wow. 20 years, 1990 or 91.
Yeah, we had
the Jimmy's life. Jump Up Tour.
Jimmy's Jump Up Tour.
Jump Up.
Yeah, you guys
don't do that too much. We're at altitude.
You had your Daisy Duke shorts back on. That
oh, there is.
There were some short ones. Hey, Ella,
whose was shorter, yours or mine?
Yours?
Oh. I don't know.
Mine's shorter.
I think it's time for viewer mail. I'm sorry.
Okay.
How about a little viewer mail here?
Yeah, look at that.
Whoa.
Look at that bang. Sight out there. Yo, Bong.
Tim L., Morrison, Colorado. Bing.
Yes.
Do you remember the last year you played Red Rocks? You just asked that question.
Yes, I just asked that question. Yeah.
Next question.
It's 1991. Next question.
Here you go.
Jesus. We've been off. Bong.
Yeah.
This is from Sarah S. in Estes Park, Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Can't you tell us a little about your legendary Sunday show from the 80s?
Wow. Let's talk about
it. From the 80s. We can give you a little time. The brain is processing.
Well, now,
and here it comes.
I just remember there was a short flight from Aspen to Arapahoe Airport. Is that right?
That was correct.
Yeah, just a short one. But we had some aircraft problems.
We did.
The buzzer went off, which is not good in an airplane.
That's called the stall warning as a pilot.
Yeah. And we had been up for a couple of days.
And the stall warning kind of ignited a kind of anxiety amongst us.
Yeah,
and me particularly.
Yeah, and anyway, you made it through the show.
I made it through the show. That's good. All that needs to be known about this 80s
flying
show.
Flying colors.
You Sarah S. person.
Yeah.
That was Sarah Diamond, actually, from Aspen, Colorado.
Wait a minute. Look at that moon coming up. Where is it? I know it's out there somewhere.
Yeah, it's just about full. It'll be full in a couple of days.
Bing. This is Jill C. from Denver.
Denver, Colorado.
That's right, Denver.
We were there last night. With a fine meal at the kitchen.
The kitchen, that's
kitchen,
right.
Kitchen, oh, yummy. Yeah, yeah. Love the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Who was the most fun to party with during your days living in Colorado? Glenn Frey, Hunter Thompson, Joe Walsh, or John Denver?
Or D, all of the above.
D.
All of the above.
Okay.
All of the above.
There were some nights that you had all of those people.
That would have been a night where all those people were at my house.
You might have not been there. I think I might have been there, but they
but
were all there.
But there was another party that has a little bit of a Mooney flair to that I'll explain.
Go ahead.
Quickly.
Yeah.
There was a party, and we had sponsored a 4-H club, a lamb
to
be grown.
Nice.
Wasn't it nice to do?
It was 4-H
and,
club.
And the little girl who raised the lamb, she got a ribbon, which was great. But then we got the lamb.
Uh-oh.
And so what do you do with a nice lamb?
Well, it's probably fat. It had been fattened, hadn't it? Yeah. Well,
so anyway, we had a nice meal with them, and the late and great Jim Harris and I stayed up and prepared the lamb for sacrifice.
That was another all-night affair.
Yes, because we had to stick lots of cloves of garlic in the lamb.
Oh, the
and we roasted it the next day, and as we were roasting it, another Mooney close to that Mooney over there decided it would be a great idea to bring the girl and her parents to our party.
No, I don't know, man. That was not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
Full Moon's idea was
fortunately, I caught him at the bridge.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad.
But that was good lamb.
Yeah, boy, that was good lamb. There were several hundred cloves of garlic.
Several
Jim loved to use garlic.
Jim loved to use garlic.
They were surgically implanted all over.
And there's a big big celebration at Jim Harrison in Livingston, Montana, where I just came from. But it's on the 22nd, which will be in Irvine.
Yeah.
And but there'll be a lot of people remembering the great Mr. Harrison and his eccentric and wonderful ways. And then we will be off to the Orient.
Mooney-san. Bing-san. Bong-san.
I got to learn a little Japanese here. Yeah. Does everybody know we're going over? Anybody out there in Parrothead Land?
I don't think so.
We're going to Japan to play for Marines and the Navy.
Yeah.
We're going to Okinawa and Yokosuka. And maybe a trip, maybe a boat trip.
Boat trip.
But I'm very excited about that.
Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, and you know, we may be watching the Cubs in the World Series in Japan.
Go Cubs.
Go, go Cubs, go. Cubs. Go. Okay.
They're going to do it this year.
Anyway, let's go. It's right. Red Rocks.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Are we
Thanks
ready?
For coming, guys. We'll see you in Vegas.
Okay. See you in Las Vegas, Nevada. Here we come. But tonight it's Red Rocks.
Thank you. We got...
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, I'm having a spell.
No. Oh,
what should I do, doctor?
You have chest pains?
Yes.
No, don't worry about it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. A little tightness, that's all right. You're not
Hershey bar and water.
That's it. Okay. Hershey bar. Bye. Bye.